I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan keeps insisting that Republicans are proposing to slash veteran services. Currently, Congress must approve a new debt ceiling to cover past spending, and instead of just approving a new limit as in the past, Republicans in the House of Representatives say they will only approve a new limit if there are massive spending cuts in the next budget. Ryan said, and I quote, "Far-right extreme Republicans in Washington have offered two bad options. Either we default on the full faith and credit of the United States, which is unprecedented in our nation's history, or we agree to their cruel cuts to veteran services. These are the men and women who risk their lives for our country. American heroes I served with in Iraq who were told this country would always have their back. My response is simple. Hell no." End quote. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro claims there will be no cuts to veteran services, saying, and I quote, "Cuts to veteran services and benefits are off the table. The Limit Save Grow Act sets a top line number for the entire federal budget. It does not include cuts to the VA," end quote. Molinaro did not say what spending cuts he is in favor of or what cuts Republican negotiators are demanding of President Joe Biden's team. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union about what Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado has been up to. It has been about a year since Delgado quit on the 19th congressional district, leading to a special election that Democrats won and a general election that Republicans won. Delgado was seen widely with Governor Kathy Hochul during her reelection campaign last fall, but since then Delgado has not been very visible. Now Solomon writes, and I quote, "He has been relatively absent during the governor's biggest political fights since the election, the failed nomination of Justice Hector D. LaSalle as chief judge, an unprecedented and now failed proposal to increase housing, and recent changes to the state's bail laws intended to increase public safety," end quote. Delgado declined to be interviewed for the story, instead sending a statement that said, in part, that he has, and I quote, "worked in partnership with Governor Hochul to build a safer, fairer, and more affordable state," end quote. Instead, Solomon caught up with Delgado speaking in Herkimer, and I quote, "reading lines that can be traced back to state websites and administration news releases," end quote. Delgado has almost become Hochul, who, as number two to Andrew Cuomo, did little but tour the state and meet many local officials. Delgado has been meeting folks such as Assemblyperson Chris Tee, a Schoharie conservative, who at the Old Tater Barn in Schoharie County saw the lieutenant governor at an annual Chamber of Commerce awards dinner. Delgado said, and I quote, "the community embraced me, and whether you were a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, there was at least an attempt to be civil, thoughtful," end quote. Delgado then turned to Teague and said, and I quote, "we're not going to agree on every single issue, right, Chris?" end quote. Teague said he wishes Delgado had a louder voice in the Hochul administration, saying, and I quote, "maybe things would be a little different in Albany if he was able to play a bigger role," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that two Hudson Valley congressional representatives are sniping at each other as Democrats want to increase the country's debt limit, while Republicans will only agree to that if Democrats agree to spending cuts. Republican Mark Molinaro, who represents the 19th congressional district, said, and I quote, "we can neither default nor can we sustain the rate of spending," end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan is complaining about the spending cuts the Republicans are demanding, even though increasing the country's debt limit was previously routine and nonpartisan. Ryan said, and I quote, "the money has to come from somewhere when you make cuts across the board," end quote. And that means, Ryan said, that veterans will see cuts. Molinaro said, and I quote, "it's an outright lie that, quite frankly, doesn't astonish me. We have already moved forward with robust veteran funding," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.